So light it up, let his love shine. Stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive.
We're back. Welcome to another episode of Light It Up Live, where we're igniting minds and elevating faith. I'm your host, and I'm John. But I don't do this alone, because I got my boy Josh with me.
What's up, man? How you doing, buddy?
Going on, my brother.
Yeah, another day, you know, another Saturday.
Seems
like they just keep coming, right? Like it's like Saturday and then Saturday, then Saturday.
All them days that like, end with wire, huh?
Yeah, it's like, where's my week? Where's my weeks? You know,
but we didn't have to work today. Let's go.
Oh yeah. Let's I think I'm gonna make that a permanent thing for me, man.
Yeah.
You know, someone's gonna be mad at me for it. I know it, but
that's okay.
Man, it's gonna have to happen, bro.
Set Saturdays for the family, Sundays for Jesus, bro. I'll put
that's
my
right.
foot down on it.
I
will die on that mountain.
I got to cut the grass someday, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even if it only takes me 30 minutes, mind your business.
Yeah. Yeah, it took me all day, though, you see?
To prepare.
I had to mentally get ready for it.
Get prepared.
Yeah. Please start, lawnmower. Please. I put good gas in you. Yeah, $6 a gallon. Got it.
Sir. So you guys don't forget. Check us out over there on the on YouTube. Go to YouTube, man. It's absolutely free. When you get to YouTube, in the search bar, put at Light It Up Live, all one word, and you'll see that symbol right above Josh's head and on his microphone stand. That's us. That's us. It's absolutely free, man. All you got to do is subscribe. It'll never cost you nothing. Help spread the love of the show, man. We got a good show today. I am pumped about this
absolutely,
show,
Josh. Absolutely. The show is never going to cost nothing, right?
Never.
It's always going to be free
ever,
live stream.
Forever.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Forever it's going to be free.
You know?
That's right. Forever. But today's going to be a good one, brother.
Who we got on board today, man? I heard we got a very, very special person.
We got
person.
Dr. Clark coming on, boy.
Oh, okay.
We got Dr. Clark. This is going to be good.
Dr. Clark. I like Dr.
Oh, yeah. I know, bro. Yeah. I'm excited. You guys.
I don't like emergency room doctors. You know what I'm saying? But I like all the other doctors.
Yeah, she one of them kind of doctors, bro. No, she ain't going to check. this is going to be fantastic, man. Episode 41. But she's over there in the green room. And we also got another special guest in the green room.
We do.
Keep that
on the hush.
All right. Secret.
We got two special guests, one show.
Two special guests, one show.
What?
But the second special guest, that's a secret. We're gonna pull. I'll just say this: we're gonna pull him in later.
Later. All right.
There's your teaser. But before we get started, guys, we always like to let you know how we came up with the show title, Light It Up Live. Light It Up Live, we pulled it from Genesis 1, 3, and 4. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. That's what we try to do here on Light It Up Live. We try to bring a little bit of light into a dark world. One episode at a time.
Just one episode at a time.
Well, that's all we got, man. One episode at a time, brother.
Yeah, thanks, Impact, for that, bro. Appreciate
yeah,
you.
Impact yeah. Wells came up with that. We were shooting names around. He came up with that, and I thought it was so good. He came up to light it up, and I'm like, well, I think we should add live to that. Cause
Mr. Crocodile Hunter, boy.
Yeah.
love crazy. Him. That's yeah, crazy. Man.
You got a spotlight for us today, bro?
I got a little spotlight because it's kind of because of the great guest that we have, mm-hmm. you know, Dr. Clark. It's kind of going to fit into that, so I'm going to make it really brief because she's more okay. of a, you know what I'm saying, the expert on the subject.
Okay, you know but what I'm you saying? Know what we got to do first.
Oh, we got, you know what I'm saying, got to look, got to read, got to do the read, yeah. Okay.
Okay. You can't let me not play the song, bro.
No, it'd be inappropriate.
Ow!
There you is it.
He said it'd be inappropriate.
Yeah. I'll be over here dancing, no song.
We did the spotlight without the spotlight music.
Right?
Horns.
I actually got a spotlight now. Hold on to it.
What you got for Josh's spotlight, my brother?
All right. Well, it's about autism. You know what I mean? Like I said, our special guest here is a professional in the field. But the one little thing I want to throw up is I had a picture of a puzzle piece. You know what I mean? And I shared it with you this. Now, to a lot of people, this is a controversial picture for a lot of people. Those who have autistic children and those that don't. Some people look at it as these types of people are the missing pieces to our puzzle. Other people believe that this is there's pieces missing from that person. And I can get on board with both of the opinions. I understand how one makes it look bad and one doesn't. But I do know this. Anytime someone's putting that up there, it's always in love. Mm. It's always in love. They never throw that up there with there's pieces missing from you. That is not what that is for. So, but like I said, I could totally understand how it could, you know, be triggering. I don't like using that word, but to some people. And so, because autism to some people is not good. To others, it's a gift. And, you know, I'm always going to look at it like that. It's a gift. It really is. I'm really happy that the young lady that we have coming on board tonight that gets to talk about one of my favorite subjects. You know what I'm saying? It's close to my heart, bro. It really is.
Right. Sure
and, is. But yeah, that was just my little quick spotlight, man, because I like to give most of the show to them. And, so there you go, brother. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's amazing, man. I've heard you talk about that puzzle pieces before, yeah. man. And I know that's important to you. And I'm glad you was able to get that out there. And, we're going to hear it, Mr.
It's all in love, man. It really is. Like,
I want to hear it. I want to hear Dr. Clark's got to say about it too, boy.
Dude,
let's hear what Dr. Clark's got to say. I wrote a little intro for tonight. We're honored to welcome a woman whose story is rooted in purpose, resilience, and a mother's unwavering love. Dr. Clark is a best-selling author of 7 books, a passionate advocate, and co-founder of CASEN, an organization dedicated to helping children, especially neurodivergent youth, develop Amen. Social media emotion skills and stay safe in today's digital world. With a background in healthcare and higher education, Dr. Clark has taken her personal journey in navigating the special education system with her son and turned it into a mission that is now impacting families everywhere. She also founded Mothers of Exceptional Kids, a powerful support community helping parents avoid burnout while raising extraordinary children. Her work is changing lives, Josh. And tonight, guess what, brother? We get to hear her heart.
Right from the heart.
Right from the heart. We get to hear the heart all behind it, bro. So let's give a big, warm welcome, you guys, to Dr. Clark.
All right. Yeah, come on.
Click the button. There we go. How we doing, Miss Clark?
Dr. Clark, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're blessed now.
Fantastically well.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
How my friends say, above ground and breathing. Yes.
Yeah.
We're doing
good. Yeah. So we're blessed to have you come on. And as soon as I read your bio, it really grabbed me, Dr. Clark. It really did. It grabbed me, the things that you're doing for the community. And you don't have to. Like we were talking in pre-show, you've got a full-time job. This is just something that's on your heart. This is your anointing. And so I think that this is absolutely beautiful. And you and Josh have so much in common. I think this is just going to be a fantastic show. And then I can't wait to bring in our special guest that's going to join in a little bit. I'll keep giving the hint. I can't wait to bring him in. That's going to be great too.
Yeah. It's all good.
Tell me, Miss Clark, what's your story? Where does it all begin for Miss Clark?
Well, it all begins over 28 years ago. I was blessed. Actually, it started, I'll go before then. I married my husband and we were pregnant and we lost our first baby. And with that experience, it was devastating. But when you have something like that, I'm a person of faith. I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And when that happened, I immediately prayed and I asked God for revelation as to why it had to happen. And I said, this is, you know, sometimes when you are to get a lesson and you don't get it the first time, you keep repeating the test until you get what you're supposed to get from it. So I asked what was the revelation in that? If there was something for me to get, could I get it so I didn't have to repeat that? And in that experience, I realized two things. One, I had some unrealistic expectations and I had ineffective communication with my husband. So I thank God for that, because through that experience, he taught me how to navigate that. And my husband and I just celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary last year.
Congratulations.
So thank you. So I say that to say, had I not learned those pivotal lessons early, I may not still be married. So I'm grateful for that. So it was a hardship, but positives came from it. So I share that story because when I became pregnant with my son, it was like in the spirit realm, which I wasn't aware of it at the time. I guess, grieving or praying that he came to fruition. So I was worried about him even before he was born, if that makes any sense to you. Mm-hmm. And as he was a toddler, we discovered he had some developmental delays and we were able to get early intervention and things. I'm speeding the process up. And I share all of that with you because it's been a journey. It wasn't easy, but it was a journey. And I learned that it was a necessary journey. It was a journey that we learned to embrace. We became advocates. We learned to advocate and fight for him from the very beginning. And when they wanted to make things, they wanted to do things and put things in place, we advocated for him. So I support that for all parents. No one knows your child as well as you know your child. And that's what we did. And that's what led us to today. So when you say that I have purpose now, yes, I do. And in real time, I didn't always understand it, but I got it now. And because of everything that we've been through, I have the passion for what it is that I need to do, because I never want another family to feel like they have to journey this by themselves.
Now, you're talking about your son, Chris, right?
Yes.
And I don't think you said exactly what you found out about Chris. What does Chris have?
So he had some developmental delays and they turned into learning disabilities. So the only thing that we had to do, he learned differently in school. He wasn't on a spectrum or anything. He didn't have any diagnosis other than learning disabilities, meaning that school was just tough for him. He needed speech, he needed OT, he needed occupational therapy and physical therapy. So things were a challenge for him, but we got him the help that he needed to help close the education gap between he and his typically developing peers. But it wasn't easy. It wasn't a one size fits all. Sometimes when you do have a diagnosis, then they can suggest things for you that typically they see with that, and you get the try. But when you don't have a true diagnosis, then you have to try everything until you figure it out.
Hmm. So he was later he was re-diagnosed with autism.
He does not have autism. He has he does not have autism. He has learning disabilities where school, everything just was a challenge for him.
Yeah. I think you called it neurodivergent or?
Yes. So neurodivergent is an umbrella term and it refers to how an individual's brain processes information, learns or behaves differently than what is considered normal or neurotypical. Mm-hmm. And neurodivergent, again, is just an umbrella term that includes things like ADHD, autism, or dyslexia. All of them fall under this umbrella term, mm-hmm. as well as Chris with his learning disabilities. They all fall under just generic umbrella term.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. You know. So what was the hardest part as a mom navigating the special education system as a parent? What was the hard part?
I think for me it's a couple things. It wasn't just one thing. One of the things, like I said, I lost my first baby. So for 4 years straight, my children are only 20 months apart. So for 4 years straight, I was either pregnant or with a newborn. And somewhere in that process, I gave me up. I was so wrapped up in my children and the role of a mother and a wife, I forgot what I liked. I forgot how to take time for myself. So I gave up my own individual identity during that time. And I think for me, like, I never mind my husband and I, we have a very good relationship, and I never minded him going out and being with his friends until one day I looked up and he was going out and I was upset. And I couldn't understand why I was upset, and I did some self-reflection, and I realized it wasn't the fact that he had somewhere to go. It was the fact that I didn't. And we discussed it, and I realized in that moment, I gave me up. I was okay until I wasn't okay. Yeah. You know, I was okay just being with the kids until it no longer worked for me. Mm. And so what we discovered, and he told me, he said, if you're no good to you, you're not going to be any good for anybody else. Ooh. And that's where my journey of self-care began. And I learned to start taking time for myself, little things. And that's very important. So that's one thing. Another thing for me is I have a loving husband. I have loving parents. My in-laws were great, loving family support and a relationship with Jesus.
Come on.
And I still felt alone. I still felt lonely at times. I still felt misunderstood and like no one knew what I was going through. And when I say me, it was me and my husband because we were together, but it was sometimes feeling isolating. So when you have all of that and still feel that way, where does the person that's missing one of those pieces feel or fall in? Or imagine someone without any of that. And that's why I'm here today doing what I'm doing, because I never want another family to feel like they have to be alone on this journey or have to be misunderstood, because I get it. I understand. I was there. And I'm building community so they can show up and don't have to explain themselves. They don't have to be ashamed. They don't have to make excuses for their children. No. And the final thing I'll say about this particular space, this particular piece, is if you have a relationship with God and if you believe he doesn't make a mistake, then you have to understand your child is not a mistake. You're not a mistake. Amen. There is a purpose in it. The question for you to ask is figure out what that purpose is and to embrace it. Your child doesn't need to be fixed. Your child is not broken. They're different. And we have to embrace the difference.
Amen.
Amen.
So you had said that, you know, you're going through all that at a younger age it was good because you and your husband are like super glued together now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because there's nobody else in this world that you want to spend that with. There's really not. Me and my lady, we're like, I couldn't be without her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I said like way too many times, but yeah, it's like, that's my person. That's my person because they love what I love and I love that about them.
Yeah, that's awesome. Absolutely. And then, what was the purpose? Let's talk about Kaysen. Let's talk about Kaysen. What you started something with your son, Chris, that you've been talking about, Kaysen LLC. You co-founded that with your son. That's pretty powerful. What does that power partnership with your son mean to you as a mother to start Kaysen? And what does it's an abbreviation, right?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Kaysen stands for Collaborative Advancement for Social and Emotional Needs. And Kaysen was actually Chris's idea. When Chris was in his freshman year of college, my husband asked him, what do you wish you had that you didn't have that can help kids today? And after thinking about it, he said, I wish someone would have taught me how to be appropriate online. He said, they teach us about being bullied in person, but no one taught us about being bullied online. Now, he's 28 now, so there are things that are in place now that wasn't in place then.
Yeah.
And we started building. Now, some of the things that we teach that he went through and we teach children to avoid some of the pitfalls and things he did. Chris was inappropriate online when he first got there. He wasn't mature enough to handle social media. We did not want him to get a social media account. And to prove that we don't think he was ready, that when he snuck and got an account, I was the first person he requested. So instead of getting angry and instead of telling him to take it down, what we did was we became his friend and we taught him how to be appropriate. And my husband and his friends really did what we call policed his account, told him what was inappropriate, told him what was the takedown. He befriended people he didn't know in real life. And they had to work with him. So my husband taught him how to block people, how to delete comments, how to unfriend people. And so that's what we do with Kaysen Connect. We teach the children all of these things before they even are introduced to social media. We focus on the neurodivergent population because we find them to be the more vulnerable people. They tend to be the ones that want to be more accepted. And this is something we went through with Chris. He would rather negative attention over no attention. And we want to build children up to know their worth and their value. They don't deserve that. And if we can get to them before they even get to that platform, they know their value. They know how to spot bullying. They know how to report it. They know if they're witnessing or if they are, in fact, the bully. Sometimes kids are bullies and don't even realize it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes that emotional abuse is a little worse than the physical. We were so worried about bullies that we homeschool both of our autistic kids. And just because I don't want people to be mean to them. You know what I mean? Like, they don't deserve that at all.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
I think, it's about time we might should bring in our other special secret guest, Josh. I think this might be a good time to do that. What do you think? Since we're talking about
awesome.
Yeah, time. Since we're talking about Kaysen LLC and whose idea it was, and so
what
better time than to bring in Mr. Chris himself, the man with the idea.
He was there for a second.
There he is. How we doing, Chris? Man, we're hearing so much about you. Let's talk to the man himself.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Absolutely, yeah. Buddy. So what made you want to come up with Kaysen LLC? I think it's wonderful. I'll pull up the website right here so people can see it as you talk about it, buddy.
Yeah, a couple reasons. I was fortunate enough to have like my dad and his buddies guide me along the way throughout my formative years in high school. And it's like a thank you to them, but also my way of paying it forward to this current generation so they don't face the same pitfalls that my generation faced, and also helping them be better than my generation, to where they're good, where they start off better, younger, and they're good. By the time they get to my age, they already have the knowledge and they're golden.
Yeah, I mean, the confidence, you lucked out pretty well, having some pretty amazing parents, it sounds like there, Chris.
I'm incredibly blessed.
Yes, you are. Absolutely. Yes, you are. Absolutely. Yeah. And also, you guys, there's something, Kaysen Connect. Guys, tell me about Kaysen Connect. What is Kaysen Connect?
Well, Kaysen Connect is our platform that we use. It's a 5-week course that we actually guide children through, teaching them about bullying. It's by invitation only. You cannot search this online and come up with it. It's a protection to guide our children, to keep them from predators. And we go through the different types of bullying, from verbal bullying, social bullying, physical bullying, and cyberbullying. And we literally guide them through, but at the same time, not only are they getting bullying content, they are learning how to interact with adults and peers appropriate online, to be responsible. And as a college professor myself and a program director, they don't even realize they are learning the same skills my college students are learning to interact on social media, because we make it fun, but they're building skills as well as learning content.
That's amazing. And they could find that at KaysenConnect.com, right?
Yes, that's where they would get the information to reach out to us, and we will go from there.
That's amazing. There's so much that you've done, Ms. Clark. I've got a plethora of emails. I mean, not emails, but websites and books. And
so, hey, let me ask something, Chris. Are you the one that you do all the web stuff for?
I wish I was that good.
Yeah. That's cool.
I've done some of the stuff on social media for and for the business, but I wish I was great at coming up with like the websites and the other stuff. But I've done a lot of our social media posts.
Yeah. Well, you were the inspiration, and that was the hardest part right there, buddy.
That's right.
Yeah.
You came up with the idea.
Yeah. I don't know how to build websites either. You know what I mean? I was just wondering.
Yeah.
We got other people to do that, man. You just keep coming up with great, fantastic, blessed ideas.
That's right.
Thank you.
And now we got some books to talk about, too.
Absolutely.
There's another one. Mothers of Exceptional Kids. .com. What is Mothers of Exceptional Kids.com?
So this one right here, this is, if they can go to Mothers of Exceptional Kids.com and get the free ebook. So if you want, this is the 5 secrets to emotionally support your child with learning differences without burning out. So it's a free download, free ebook. And if you are interested, then this will lead you to my other books, but Mothers of Exceptional Kids, I think you have the link for that as well. That is our monthly free support group for parents and caregivers. Fathers are welcome as well, where you can join this community. Oh my gosh. This is something that I'm extremely proud and passionate about, because I just told you, I don't want anyone to feel alone on this journey. And this group is so supportive, and it's amazing. And I love the fact that fathers are showing up and are vulnerable and expressing their thoughts as well, because we all have something for the kids because they have it in school and everything. We don't always have something for the adults. And then even when you do have something for parents, it's usually the mothers and the fathers are left out. But this is a space that everybody's welcome.
That's beautiful.
And yeah. Josh, I like the header on there too. It's like, let's be real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no manual on how to parent a child with special needs. You know what I mean? Like, we're learning at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, okay, well, that didn't work. So next time, you know, no timeouts, just, you know, I don't know. But yeah, that's it.
That's great. Yeah, it says on the title what he's talking about. It says, and let's be real, parenting a child with learning differences is not in any basic parenting manual.
No. Yeah,
that's really good. So you guys can check out those books that she's talking about, that free ebook she's talking about at mothersofexceptionalkids.com/home. And you guys can pick that up and look at that. More free stuff.
Yeah.
More free stuff.
I always tell my lady she's doing a great job. Cause I know I get an out by going to work. You know what I mean? So I know it's overwhelming for her. So when I get home, I try to talk to her as much as possible. Tell you, doing a great job. Great job. The kids are always happy. So that's a great job. Yeah. So,
you know, it was, I'm glad you say that, because it was actually easier for me to leave the house and go to work some days than it was to be at home. My children, I told you, were close together in age. And one of the things I didn't say was my daughter has medical challenges. She had chronic medical illness. And so between the two of them, it was a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It was a lot.
You did good, Mom.
Yeah. But you know what? I didn't realize. And Josh, I'm saying this to you because I don't know your whole journey and I don't know your story, but I did have a breaking point. And I think it was like in 2017, I was very angry, and I was in prayer and I told God, I'm angry. I said, I feel cheated. I feel cheated out of life. I feel like my children were cheated out of life. And I just had a moment. The next day I came back and prayer, and I asked God to forgive me. Now, you know, he didn't kill me, so it was okay. I'm still standing, sitting here talking.
Right. Yeah.
But I think what he needed was for me to come to the end of myself, because I was at my wit's end. I had done everything that I could, and it was bigger than me. It was too much. Mm. And when I came to that, I said, God, forgive me. I realized I wasn't cheated. I was chosen.
Amen.
And yeah. I said, what is it in me? Not why me. What is it in me that you see that you chose to give me two children with special needs, one with learning differences and one with medical challenges? Why did you think my shoulders were big enough to handle that?
Because you're such a bright soul. You know what I mean? That. Yeah.
But what I got out of it is I was called to families and children with special needs, and I was to guide them through. And if I didn't go through what I went through, I wouldn't have the passion or the resources to help other people like I have.
Yeah, and you are a help. You sure really are. Because
now you're out there, you're doing it for the world, and this is why we wanted you on the show. It just gave me chills. It just gave them to me again when I read your bio, and then when I got to meet Chris here at pre-show, it all just hit me so wonderfully blessed to have you guys on. Now you also, Ms. Clark, also Josh, 7 books we have written.
That's a lot of books.
7.
I've tried to write a book. I've written like 4 pieces of books. You know, they're over there. I never finished it.
Let's talk about this one. Help, support of parents, support for parents of children with learning and thinking differences to feel confident, capable, and fulfilled.
I'm going to let Chris talk about this one.
Awesome. Oh, Chris is lagging out a little bit.
Okay, he's lagging. Okay, yeah. Then Okay, I think he's having trouble hearing. So I will start then. This book is my very first book, and it is, Chris, can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay, do you want to talk about this book?
You talk about it first, and then I'll...
Okay, so this is my very first book, and this is the first 25 years of Chris's life. Mm. This is our experience, how we navigated the special education system. It started from the diagnosis of being developmentally delayed and everything, and it ends with Kaysen. So it literally goes through his journey of the schools telling us what he could and could not do, when we tell them what he was capable of, and we wanted him to rise to the occasion. And not only did he graduate, but he went to college. And
awesome.
So that's what this is about. So this is a book of hope for people with younger people to see what's possible. Yeah. And regardless to what anyone tells you, no one knows your child like you do. And you become that advocate to advocate for them. And I don't want you to be in denial that something's not right if it's not, and get the help that you need. But our thing was, don't give more than he needs and don't give less. Let's give him what he needs.
Come on.
Chris, tell him what you think about the book.
What you think about the book, Chris?
I enjoyed it for a couple reasons. A, it was great hearing stories that I kind of forgot about, but also in a period of when I was lost,
yeah,
I find out who I was, and it helped me become who I. It helped me rediscover who I was, and it helped me become who I am today.
That's beautiful, my friend. I love that. I'm gonna have to definitely get that book, and I'm gonna have to read that one.
Yeah,
I gotta get that one, Josh.
Can we get that? Is that on Amazon?
It is, but if you get it through my website, you'll get it personally. Yep. I will write a message for you, a personal message, and I will mail it out to you.
And that's at mothersofexceptionalkids.com/books for the website. It's right down the screen, but people on iHeart, mothersofexceptionalkids.com/books for the website. You guys can check out Dr. Clark's books. And yeah. I'm picking this help one up. I'm getting
it. Yeah, I mean, the title alone, I mean, you're like, what's that book about? Like, hello. You know, like, let's read it, you know?
Heck yeah. That's like amazing. It.
Yes.
And we go on to write some more books. What I got two more books here, and this one here.
So the Parent and Caregiver's Guide, what I discovered was I'm not the only one with a story. And I found 12 co-authors to write this book with me, and each of us have a chapter. So the first six books, the first six authors are parents telling their stories, and the second six are professionals, and we all answer the same questions. So it's a lot of resources in here. And in spite of the fact, now you see it's overcoming the odds of learning disabilities, medical challenges, mental health disorders, and trauma, right? In spite of everything that we all talk about, this is the most positive, uplifting book. The resources, because just like Josh, we don't look at our stories as a challenge. We look at our kids as a challenge. They're blessings. Okay. So every one of us have found the positives in our stories, and we share that for parents and caregivers to really embrace their journey.
Right, to give them hope that, hey, you know.
And give them hope.
You're
yes.
doing the right thing, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I don't see my kids as a burden. You know what I mean? I'm so used to it that, and you know, like I said, you love them so much that it is what it is. You know what I mean? So that's cool. That's a cool book.
Yeah. Then we got one last one that we'll talk about here. It's called Levels of Faith. Faith for one season may be different than faith for another season.
Amen.
Woo.
Yeah. So
like,
this book,
I feel like you're talking at me.
Yeah. Well, this book is Highs and Lows of Faith. Mm-hmm. And what I learned is we're on a faith is a continuum. And when you are blessed to overcome one situation, when you're faced with something else in life, what you used before may not be enough to get you through what you're going through now. So we're constantly going back to the source and we're asking God for the strength, the strategies, and the courage to make it through where we are now. Mm. And how this book came about is I actually was waiting for something God told me he was going to give me, and it didn't happen. And it came from a point where I got angry, and I told him, I don't trust you anymore for this, and I'm losing belief for this. Again, I had to come back and repent and ask him to teach me how to trust him again, teach me how to believe again for this. Later, about a month later, I went on a 25-day fast. I just knew that it was going to happen after this fast, and it didn't. The difference is when it didn't happen, I said, God, I trust you. I know you're up to something. I just don't know what it is, but I'll wait. The next day, he woke me out of my sleep in prayer, and he asked me, he said, do you trust me enough to write a book about something you're still waiting for? Do you trust me enough to write about something that hasn't happened? And I said, yes. And he said, I want you to write this book, and it's called Levels of Faith. Faith for one season may be different than faith for another season. And I want you to start with the last chapter first. The last chapter is called Lazarus Faith. It's about faith that was dead and was resurrected.
Come on.
And absolutely. Then he gave me the testimony of my life to go with that. And I got at the 10 chapters in that book are Two Mites Faith, Issue of Blood Faith, Prophetic Faith, Moses Faith, Borrowed Faith, Blind Bartimaeus Faith, Abraham Faith, Issue of Blood Faith, and Lazarus Faith. And I skipped one. But the whole point is I never knew that everything I went through in life was going to culminate in a book. So it's the stories of the characters in the Bible that relate to that story, and then my own personal testimony that relates to that character.
Absolutely. Well, hey, I got a question for you. What message, because remember what I was talking earlier about how, you know, we can't live forever and we worry about our kids. Do you have a message, you know what I mean, to tell people that about that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be worried. Like, that's what I need to hear, is something like that, you know?
Josh, it's the timing of you asking that. We have a masterclass on Thursday on preparing your adult neurodivergent children to live more independently. I'm in a stage now with trying to help people of teenagers and young adults to learn how to transition their children to be more independent, to start letting go and learning the next thing, because there was no blueprint for me. There was no one to teach me. And as I'm working with Chris and he's getting prepared to blossom on his own, God gave it to me to show people how to do it so we can journey this together. So you, Josh, won't have to go through or wait as long as I had to. I'm laying a blueprint so you can have something to start with your children now and working with them to bring them. So when that time comes, you will feel more secure later, knowing that they'll have the tools in place to be more independent, and you don't have to have that fear, and knowing that God is going to take care of them. Because believe it or not, they were his babies before they were yours.
Absolutely. Whew. Yeah. Right. I'm borrowing them. You know what I mean? Like, here's your test of patience right here. Love them and give them back.
That's beautiful. Well, Chris, I got one final question for you, buddy, before I let you go.
For sure.
What would you say to another kid out there right now that maybe they feel different, maybe they feel misunderstood, and they're struggling to fit in? What would you tell them?
One, just be patient with time. Don't rush it. And also, you'll find, once you find the right people, make sure don't rush to find the right people. I'm trying to make sense.
You're doing great, bud. Making total sense.
Okay. Don't rush the process. Just keep going.
Rush.
Yeah.
And don't think about giving up, especially when it's negative. Just keep going, and just keep your head up.
Amen, buddy. Amen, well, I want to thank you, bud, for joining the show with us with your mom, buddy. It was an absolute pleasure to have you on here. And thank you for starting Case. And thank you for being such a wonderful young man. And I see big things for you, Chris. I see big things for you, buddy, especially with that support grit that you got. And you keep going out there, and you keep spreading some good advice to people that might be struggling in silence. I think it's absolutely beautiful that what you do with your mama.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me on. I can't wait to just, once this is over, to continue to connect.
Absolutely, man. Yeah.
Absolutely. We're all going to stay connected. This ain't a one-time thing. We will be seeing you again, okay?
We'll do.
We'll see you again soon, Chris. God bless.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
What an amazing young man you've raised there, Miss Clark.
Thank you.
Would you look at that?
Our mamas love us the most, I tell you that.
Yeah.
God bless my mama. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. My mama's been popping in the show the whole time. I don't know if you've seen. My mama's people out there that want to talk to us.
He's our number one fan. She never misses an episode.
That's my mama right there, Jerry Bacon. She said, "This is a great podcast. Love your guest."
Oh, thank you.
That's my mama. She's sitting home alone watching the podcast.
Hi, mama.
I love my mama. She's 81 now, and she's home alone with my brother. We lost my dad a few years ago, but she's doing fantastic. And she's our biggest fan on here. So absolutely.
Right.
I'm sure she can relate to what I'm saying then.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. My mama could too. I didn't have special needs, but I was rough, man. I was rough.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I ate more food than two grown men, you know what I mean? She's like, "I can't keep nothing in the house, man."
Absolutely. Well, Miss Clark, this is about that time in our show where I do something called My Final Thoughts. This is, like I said before in pre-show, this is a little segment that I started, and because I kind of get to know you guests, you know, through our phone conversations. We've had several before the show, through your bio, through stalking your pages. And,
right. So he said, "We got another special guest coming on, Dr. Clark." And I'm like, "Oh, I like the title, man."
Yeah. Dr. Clark, right?
Yeah.
So this is my final thoughts. There are some conversations that inform you. And then there are conversations that change you. Tonight, this was one of those. Because what we heard wasn't just a story about education. It wasn't just about systems or programs or even parenting. This was about love that refuses to quit. This was about a mother who stepped into unknown, who faced confusion, frustration, and moments where the road didn't make sense. Instead of backing down, she leaned in. And maybe that's you right now. Maybe you're raising a child that the world doesn't fully understand. Maybe you're tired, overwhelmed, wondering if you're getting it right. Let me remind you of something tonight. God doesn't make mistakes. That child you're raising, they're not broken. They're built different on purpose. They were created with intention, with calling, with a light that this world needs. And you weren't chosen by accident. God trusted you with that child. Not because it would be easy, but because he knew you had the strength to grow into it. And I know some days feel heavy. Some days you feel like you're pouring everything out with nothing left to give. But even in moments, those moments, God sees you. Every late night, every tear, every prayer whispered when nobody else is around, he sees it all. And he's not working. He's not just working in your child. He's working in you. Tonight wasn't just about awareness. It was about alignment. It was about realizing that what feels like a struggle might actually be part of a greater assignment. So don't give up. Don't second guess your love. Don't question your calling, because what you're building, what you're pouring into, it matters more than you can see right now. And one day, all those moments that felt hard are going to turn into something beautiful. Stay strong, stay present, and above all, stay rooted in faith, because your story and your child's story is still being written. Those are my final thoughts.
Amen, buddy. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, man, this one hit hard for me. Miss Clark, Josh up there is my best friend. I work with him. We see each other every day. We talk to each other 20 times a day. He talks about his children all the time. I feel like I know him.
Yeah, all the twice. Time.
And it's just, I know how he loves his kids, and I've seen how you loved yours. And I really wanted you guys to connect, and I hope you connect after this, because Josh is a fantastic father to the children. And I think he would be a great father to come into one of your groups, because you said you don't have a lot of men. That man right there would be a solid one to have give some people some advice.
Us dads, that I know with autistic children, that we share the same thing, the worry of the future. You know what I mean? Like we know they're not broken. It might take us a little longer to accept it. You know what I mean? But when we do, we know there's nothing wrong. You know what I mean? It's a blessing. It's just I the future thing. That's the only thing I'm really proud of dads that worry about that. That's a good dad that worries about his kids later on, you know? So, but it was great having you on the show, Doctor. It really was.
Thank you so much, guys. I feel like I'm blessed to be here, not just to tell my story, but to be connected with you. I feel like I've been on several shows, but there's something special about this, and I could feel your heart. I feel your sincerity and your energy, and I'm grateful to be connected. I believe this is just the beginning of a friendship that'll be cultivated. Amen. And Josh, I'm here for you, and anything that I can do to support you and your family, just know that we're here, and this is the purpose. God brings purpose to pain. And he brought passion with it and power with it. So I'm here.
Man, thank you so much. I'm gonna start by grabbing one of them books.
Yeah. That's right. You too. Yeah. Well, God bless you, Miss Clark. This was a great episode, and this ain't the last one. We will be seeing you again. Thank you so much for all that you do for those families, and thank you for coming on. Thanks, Chris, again. He's over in the green room. Thank you too, buddy, for coming on and speaking too. Thank you, guys, and we'll see you again real soon. Okay. God bless.
God bless. Take care.
Bye. Thanks.
Wonderful.
Wonderful show.
Love it.
Good job.
That was a great show, buddy. That one was on my heart, man, for a while. Went out because I spoke to her month.
Yeah, because you got it booked up quick.
Yeah, I was a month and a half ago. And this one's been on my mind. I couldn't wait for the show for you, and I just knew she was gonna be so good on here, you know. And I just couldn't wait that she was gonna do so much good for so many people, you know. And that was really special, man. So I'm excited about that one. Man, that's gonna be a relationship that's gonna continue on, man. But until then, We're off until next week, man. We'll be back with episode 42. You guys 42. Just do me, yeah. You guys just do me one more favor. Remember that your rope's longer than you think. God's rope, it has no end. And hold on tight.
Amen.
Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up live. Welcome home to light it up live. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to life.